This is Dr. Leung. It's last name is the Kingfisher. Last name is F as in Frank, O-O-T-E. Again, F-O-O-T-E. First name is Peter. Date of visit is December 10, 2022. Date of visit is December 10, 2022. Date of birth is December 8, 1957. Referring physician is Jeffrey Weary. Next history for Zelina is Christian. It's a 65-year-old male town chief complaining about dizziness. I'm sorry, lightheadedness. Next reference for present name is Christian, 65-year-old male, current chief of lightheadedness. First of all, patient, it was November 27, 2022. First up, the patient was sitting at his desk reviewing spreadsheets. First up, patient was talking on the phone. First up, suddenly he felt lightheadedness. First up, he felt nauseous. First up, he felt dizzy. First up, it lasted about 2 minutes, and then the symptoms resolved. First up, patient tells me that his stomach was so nauseous to a point that he has to excuse himself from the call. First up, it was at 2 p.m. First up, he tells me that he did not eat all day. First up, he only drank 8 to 10 ounces of Gatorade. He tells me that his stomach was empty. Patient tells me that he had several convulsions over 5 minutes, accompanied by profound sweating. His symptoms passed about half an hour later. Patient tells me that he checked his blood pressure. His blood pressure was 108/84. His pulse was 43. Patient denies any hemiparesis, body sensory changes to flow through the saw through dysphagia. Past medical history, patient has DVT found in the right leg in 2017. Patient has been taking Pradaxa. Patient has been taking Pradaxa twice a day. Patient tells me that he has an ultrasound appointment follow-up in December 12, 2022. Past surgical history, left knee meniscus surgery removed. Next paragraph, chronic medication, Pradaxa twice a day. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies, since my social history, patient is divorced with one child. Patient is a design manager. Patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient drinks alcohol very solemnly. Patient does not mix with her family history. Patient has three living siblings. All have a blood condition called Leiden factor 5, L-E-I-D-E-N factor 5, which are predisposed to blood clots. Patient have two younger brothers, both experienced DVT in the legs. Please do not put a review system. Next brother, impression number one, an episode of lightheadedness, followed by nausea. Sensation. First of all, patient tells me that this lightheadedness happened while he was speaking on the phone. At 2 p.m. on November 27, 2022. First of all, patient tells me the symptoms lasted about 2 minutes and then resolved completely. First of all, there's no hemiparesis, body sensory changes to appropriate dysarthria and dysphagia. First of all, patient tells me he checked his vitals at that time. First of all, his blood pressure was. His blood pressure was 108/84. First up, his heart rate, however, was a little bit low at 43. First up, he tells me that his heart rate usually in the 60s. First up, however, that day it was 43. Next up, a patient has a factor 5 Leiden. Leiden, L-E-I-D-E-N, Leiden factor 5 condition. He's been taking Pradaxa for prevention of DVT. Patient tells me that he did not eat all day that day. It's possible that he may have dehydration. Differential diagnosis. I would include the pre-syncopal episodes, dehydration symptoms, and also bradycardia symptoms. This is a condition. Explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Patient tells me he hasn't had a similar symptom since then. I recommend him to check his vitals at least once a day, to make sure that his blood pressure and his heart rate are within normal limits. Explain to him to contact me immediately. Explain to him that heart rate of 43 is pretty low. X-ray vision that can cause a presyncopal episodes of first dimension. But X-ray vision, if you continue to have these symptoms, gamma, he may benefit seeing a cardiologist at time for detailed cardiac workup the first dimension. Also explain to him that I'll follow up with the patient in a month. Explain to the patient if you contact me immediately if you have any of the signs and symptoms of first time. Sure, but this marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is Costantini. First name is James. Date of birth is February 1, 1950. Date of service is December 2, 2022. Next, however, referring physician is Dr. Xiaochuan. Last name is Chen. Next, however, dear Dr. Chen, I prefer to see James today for initial evaluation for stroke. Next, our patient requesting name is Fishing is a 72-year-old male. I'm a chief complaint of a stroke. The first patient tells me that he has sustained a stroke. On August 5 of 2022, first patient has sudden onset of left facial numbness. Started on August 5, 2022, and then he went to the hospital on August 8, 2022, at Valley Care Medical Center. First patient was not able to get an MRI because he's got a pacemaker. Patient also have left foot numbness at that time. Patient subsequently had an MRI. Done with the pacemaker turned off. The MRI was found to have a mild stroke. Patient tells me that his symptoms completely recovered. Patient does not have the left leg symptoms anymore. The left face is no longer numb. Right now he does not have any hanging creases, hanging body sensory changes, diplopia, this after and this facial. And it's your past medical history. Stroke admitted to Valley Care Medical Center on August 8, 2022. Next member, past surgical street pacemaker placement April of 2017. Next member, affirmative medication, aspirin 81 milligrams per day. Next member, Ketor 40 milligrams a day. Next member, allergies. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Next member, social history, patient's married. Patient's a civil engineer. Patient does not smoke. Patient quit smoking 50 years ago. Patient drinks alcohol. 2 glasses of wine a week. The patient does not use illicit drugs. There's no family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Please do not for the review system. Please do not for the review system. Diagnostic test. A brain MRI time I was done at Valley Care Medical Center. It was done on August 10, 2022. It shows that there's an oval focus of T2 hyperintensity with a mild diffusion hyperintensity without diffusion restriction and with a faint enhancement of the left pons at the level of a trigeminal nerve nucleus. Next paragraph impression, the stroke. It was in the left pons and where the trigeminal nerve nucleus. That can explain the left facial numbness. However, a patient tells me that his symptoms completely resolved. His left foot numbness also resolved. Next paragraph of recommendation, explain the vision of the above diagnosis. We'll recommend patient to continue to take the aspirin 81 milligrams once a day. Continue to Lipitor 40 milligrams once a day. Explain your patient to make sure his blood pressure is within normal limits.